Page 94. Unit 6. Class Discussion. Recite and discuss. Page 95.
In the class discussion, Jane, you hardly said a word. We all aired our opinions, but from you we barely heard. You sat and stared in silence, surrounded by the chatter. Now, tell me, Jane, and please be plain, is there anything the matter?
Jane looked up and then she spoke. Her voice was clear and low. There are many people in this world who are rather quiet, you know.
A poem by Gervase Finn.
Page 96.
New words. Discussion. Talking together in a group on a single topic. Aired. Make public. Barely. Only just. Stare. Look fixedly with eyes wide open. Plain. Hear. Clear.
Let's read. 1. What activity was going on in the class? 2. Who was the quiet one in the class? 3. Why was she quiet? 1. She was afraid to air her opinions. 2. She hated the noise. 3. She didn't like the activity. 4. She was quiet by nature.
4. How do you interact in class during discussions? Do you participate or remain quiet?
Think and write. Choose two friends in your class who are very different from each other. Use the clues in the box to describe their nature. You may also add your own words to describe them. Naughty.
Lively.
Sharing.
Careless.
Studious.
Quiet.
Friendly.
Helpful.
Regular.
Cheerful.
Page 97.
The space has been provided for you.
Let's talk. 1. What is a discussion? To discuss means to talk together or decide something. When you do this, you are taking part in a discussion. Read the sentences below. They tell us what happens in a discussion.
In a discussion, each person gives his ideas one by one. Some tell why something should be done. Others may tell how. Participants ask questions and answer them. Many ideas are given. Everyone helps to decide which ideas are the best.
Note the points you might discuss before planning a visit to the park. 1. Choose a day and time. 2. What things to bring to play. 3. Assign duties. 4. Things to eat.
Look at the picture in the poem. Imagine and write what the discussion in the class is about.
Page 98. 2. Fill in the grid given below by assigning qualities to each person. Some clues are given here to help you.
Clues. Sangeeta lends her pencil to her partner. Nirav is also called a chatterbox. Pranav recently saved a cat from drowning in the lake. Megha is just the opposite of Nirav. Mithila always teases everyone. Ritu is always seen with a book in hand.
Brave, naughty, quiet, talkative, generous, studious. Nirav, Pranav, Megha, Mithila, Ritu, Sangeeta.
Write your answer in the grid provided. Let's read and do. Children who show exceptional bravery are honored with the Bravery Award to recognize their presence of mind.
In 1957, the Indian Council of Child Welfare started these National Bravery Awards.
brave children are awarded cash prizes, free school education, and a certificate from the Prime Minister of India. They ride on an elephant in the Republic Day Parade.
Page 99. Harsh Srivastava, a 12-year-old boy, and his 15-year-old sister rescued a child from the attack of a raging bull.
Yumnan Jayadeo Singh, 11 years old, jumped into the flooded river and saved a 3-year-old from drowning. The act of bravery was recognized because he saved the life of an infant.
Find one story of bravery about a child. You can search for the story by talking to older people or watching a TV program or from a film. Write down the story. Also mention its source. Narrate the story to the class. Which story did you like the best? Write down your reasons.
Write a notice. A notice tells who, when, where, and what. The girls and boys of class 5 wrote notices for the bulletin board.
1. Read Sheila's notice. Discuss the questions that follow.
Notice. The drama committee will meet in the classroom on Monday at 2 o'clock. We'll plan a play for our annual day. Will each one of you please bring a play? Sheila.
Who was to meet? When were they to meet? Where were they to meet? What were they to do?
2. Write a notice about a library committee or a football match.